All right, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Just saw a tweet here as I checked my Twizzler before the segment started. Texas Diesel says, "What is a satellite image going to provide on sunlight coming through a window? Totally a joke." So,
joke!
I don't know whether this person's joking or not. Yes, the satellite's not going to, it's not showing the sun or showing a window. It's showing the location of the thing, and it shows, I'm sure it's superimposed the tracking of the sun where it would go over it. And he may have not been exact with satellite. He just meant an overhead aerial view of the stadium showing the where the sun is going to be at what times.
Or if they are actually using satellite imaging, that would show cloud cover moving in where the sun wouldn't be a factor.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I guess so. I don't mean like up to the minute. But anyway, yes. But it didn't make sense to him originally, so therefore there could be no possible explanation. That's the way we humans think.
Sure.
Okay. So that happened. What is the largest thing that can pass from a vagina?
I guess a baby.
14, 15-pound baby?
Yes. Wasn't there one of our former show hosts was a large baby? And I want to say he was double digits. Am I remembering that correctly?
Pounds.
Yeah, he used to say
was it 13 pounds?
I always thought he said he was 12 pounds. He was a 12-pound baby, and 11 of it was head.
And it was all head. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Can you imagine a woman passing that large of a baby?
No.
Mm-mm. Which is the reason why we have such a long childhood and adolescence before we reach full maturity. Is because of our heads, because we have to be born early in a gestational process because our heads are so big. That's when finally the head just, if it got any bigger, the lady couldn't pass it. That's why our heads collapse when we're born too.
That's crazy. Cone heads.
Yes. It's so crazy and creepy. When you were a kid, didn't you wonder why women would ever choose to have a child when you found out the mechanics of it?
Mm-hmm.
Why they sign up for it?
I mean, it still freaks me out thinking about a woman deciding for the first time, well, I'm going to have a kid. Like, you're not worried about the pain involved? Like, everything we ever saw on TV when we were kids, when a woman's in labor, it just sounded like absolute hell breaking loose. And she's screaming like she's been gut shot by the Germans.
God. Jeez.
Nine?
But yet, women want the miracle of childbirth.
Yes.
And I think that if I were a woman, which I am in a lot of sense. Oh my God, I said it. Finally said it.
About time.
That I would choose to have a kid the natural way. I think that is the most miraculous. I think it's the peak of human experiences.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you have a body that has that magic inside it, that you can reproduce, you can grow a whole nother human being. To me, that's the most sacred body in the universe that can do that. And you can participate in that experience and do this thing that has happened since the beginning of humankind.
Just like in the movie Alien, you grow another human being in your tummy and it bursts out through the tummy.
What? No. It comes out through the sacred chute.
Birth canal.
Yes, that's what I meant. The birth canal.
Yeah, it's so miraculous that you've been basically making a mockery of it for 31 years.
I'm not making a mockery of it.
Not this morning, but
bringing
that's
awareness.
What you've been doing for
31
years.
No, I bring
years.
Awareness. To childbirth.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people who are not aware of it yet.
Uh-huh.
And they need to know about a lot of the stuff that happens.
I do think the term miracle has been misapplied here.
Okay.
Because it has happened a billion times in the history of the world.
Yes.
Well, hundreds of billions of times.
It's not something that's supernatural.
Right.
It's very natural, but it is one of the most amazing natural things.
It's amazing, but it's not a miracle. A miracle
Correct.
Is a once in
That's
a,
like Tony Romo or
yes,
something.
Yes, right.
Yeah. That's the wedding at Cana, water into wine, or yeah. Tony Romo.
Right.
Those are the only two known miracles. Well, Lazarus was kind of a miracle.
Hail Mary.
But I kind of think.
Awesome too.
But isn't there a chance that Lazarus was faking it? Like he wasn't really dead. He wasn't dead yet.
He's doing the James Brown thing.
Yeah. He was pulling a James Brown.
So there have been approximately 117 billion people that have ever lived on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's 117 billion miracles.
That's a lot.
Not counting the ones who died shortly after. I guess they're counting them in that figure. How can they count them in that figure?
They know.
How do they know?
They just
it's fake outrage right there.
You don't think that's a made-up stat? You doubt dinosaurs?
No, I don't.
What is it that you doubt?
Dinosaur details.
He doubts carbon dating.
I doubt dinosaur what? Details.
Yeah, like I think shirt. He used to eat lettuce, and he lived this exact amount of years ago.
They don't say exact amount of years
ago.
It
looked like he enjoyed ham sandwiches.
Now, you're just making up stuff. No scientist has ever said a dinosaur enjoyed ham sandwiches. You doubt carbon dating.
I never really got it in school, and I just
so
I kinda
since you didn't
it.
Understand it.
That's right.
It's BS.
Mm-hmm. Just okay. like the guy who tweeted you a few minutes ago.
Right. He doesn't see how you can use satellite images to then superimpose a tracking of the sun at a particular time of year.
Yep.
That didn't make sense to him. Because how could it show a window?
Shoddy.
All right. Well, I read a story about a woman named Chloe Sutton. She's the mother of a 19-month-old. And this baby is now 33 pounds. What? You want to see a picture of him?
33 pounds.
Look how big that baby is.
How old?
They said he's 19 months old. I think that's the Chloe one. There's three women mentioned in this okay. story. There's another one, a 21-year-old mother who has a
AI
son named
strikes again.
Some son named Gunnar, who weighed 22 and a half pounds by 4 months old, which is typical for a baby that's 11 months old. These women all have big, and when people see them in person, they always think, what is that? That looks like it. What I'm seeing with my eyes looks like AI. It's what people have commented to them.
Yeah, that's what I just said. That's got to be fake.
How if it's in real life?
How could it be that big?
I think that they're on the socials and they do videos because they get good traffic because the baby looks oversized in AI. But she even calls in her 6'2" husband to show that, no, look, it's not just me being small because she looks like a smaller mother. But the baby still looks huge next to the husband, too.
So what happened here? How'd the baby get so big?
She says breastfeeding.
But it was big to begin.
There's no way she
Well, it wasn't born at 33 pounds.
Oh, but didn't you say it was born 10 pounds or 12 pounds or something? Or
I said that Grego was,
okay.
yes.
But this one was a normal baby birth?
One of them was born at just 6 pounds and then got up to 22 and a half by month 4.
Wow.
The 33-pounder that you're looking at there, which I think you're looking at,
yeah.
let's picture him, no word on his birth weight.
So she had powerful breast milk.
I think they introduced cereal at a young age.
Too early? They introduced processed foods too early?
Maybe.
They introduced pizza too early?
Something.
When are you supposed to introduce pizza?
As soon as possible.
Two, maybe?
I eat pizza.
Supposed to eat it. Kids are defeating to feed. Throw stuff down on that tray and they'll just do the windshield wiper it right onto the floor with the hand. It's so frustrating. We talked about that before, how they all behave like North Korean dictators. You fix a plate of food for them and everything. You set it down on their tray and they'll just take the plate that you just fixed and just throw it on the floor and you gotta...
and ask for something else.
Yeah.
And they'll throw that something else on the floor.
Then you've got to go pick it up off the floor like a peasant, being all apologetic, and go right. fix them something else because you don't want them to cry because that drives you nuts.
Yes.
They just mess themselves whenever they want to, and you got to clean it up. I mean, it's just all, it's such servitude.
That's your best description ever, that babies are like North Korean dictators. That's exactly how they act. All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEC.